The following presentation was recorded live at the River Worship Center in Warsaw, Indiana. We now join the message already in progress.
Is there pestilence coming? Yes. Is there rumors of wars? Yes. Are there wars? Yes. Is there trouble? Yes. But where do you find your hope? Amen? Where do you find your peace at? Where do you find your joy at? We just come off of from Easter weekend, wonderful time in the Lord when Pastor was ministering, and he spoke so eloquently about the resurrection and the time that we have in the Lord, and it was wonderful, amen. And we're rejoicing in that, knowing that he has risen, he is risen, amen. Is he risen in your life? He is risen. Amen?
That's right.
Are you glad?
Yeah.
He did something that no one else could do. Right? He is risen. And it's time for us to arise too. It's time for us to arise out of our mess. It's time for us to arise out of the miry clay. Amen? It's time for us to rise out of our past. He paid the price for you and I to be redeemed with the Father. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
He paid the... See, the Bible says, and this is what people don't understand, is that the Bible speaks very clearly that our sins have separated us from the Father. Amen? Amen?
Yeah.
Our sins have separated us. So there was one who died and paid the price for you and I. His name is Jesus. He rose. He is risen. He's resurrected. He died, paid with his own blood. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins, right? So he paid that price. Amen?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah is right. Because otherwise we would still be separated from the Father. And did we learn anything on Wednesday?
Oh, yeah.
If you haven't seen the broadcast, you got to catch Wednesdays.
Oh.
Get on our Facebook page. By now, I pray that those are watching our Facebook page. Get the message when Pastor Ken was here. And we've been talking a little bit about it. We've been kind of mulling around in that, haven't we? Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your holy name. In other words, we're lifting up his holy name. Your kingdom come, your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day, our daily bread. Well, the daily bread is getting ready to get served.
Amen.
And by the middle of the week, there's going to be some wishing they had their daily bread because they're going to be hungry. You see, the river is a family church. I get it. But is all a filling station.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Why is it that so many understand going to a buffet and gorging yourself on everything you can get for $12.99, but fail to see the value and the worth of getting spiritually fed? Come on. Amen? That's better preaching. I'm getting some amens. Because you and I, when we get in our mess, sometimes we don't see where our help comes from.
That's right.
We dwell in the weeds. We dwell in the mess. Well, what the storm is blowing, as Peter was looking at whatever the wind was blowing. And we forget where our help comes from. And that we, in order to live, you must drink. You can't go without water. You must eat eventually. And if you're going to live again, you're going to be born again, you got to stay in the Word and get spiritually fed.
Amen.
And too many people want to starve themselves spiritually because we don't get in here. Amen?
Amen.
It's time that we remind people that this is where you get fed. If you only get fed on Sunday morning, if you only ate breakfast this morning, pancakes, eggs, bacon, sausage, ham and eggs. I had some wonderful ham and eggs yesterday. If that's the only time you get fed, How long is it going to take before you're hungry? By noon, right? Think about your spiritual walk. How much do we refill on the Word of God to stay nourished spiritually? Because this world will beat you down. Your enemies will beat you down. The people that persecute you will tear you down. And can I remind you today, church? Can I remind those watching today? Get in your Word. This is where your hope comes from. Amen? So we're going to get fed on the Word. This may be one of the shortest messages you've ever heard, but it's going to be powerful. Like, oh, I don't know if I can believe that. I've heard you preach before. Well, have faith. Have faith. Sometimes you have to believe to see instead of seeing to believe. Amen? Uh-oh. Am I preaching already? So go with me into your Word. Psalm 31, verse 23. I pray those watching that they'd be blessed as we get into our Bible. Father, we thank you for the Word that we're going to read this morning. We thank you for those that are blessing this ministry, that are watching online, that those that they have resources they can give and they can support this ministry. We thank all those that are on our broadcast that are helping support the ministry using the resources. We thank you for the people here today that support and work and help and give and tithe and offers and encourage all of us here at the River. Father, would you pour out blessings so much onto those that are supporters of this ministry? Would you pour out a blessing so much that they can't hardly contain it, that it has to overflow in them? And we just ask this in Jesus' name. Have your way today, Lord. Let your Word encourage us and fill us up in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Hallelujah. So now let's go into our Word. Psalm 31, verse 23. Your Word of God, we're going to get filled up this morning. Amen. This is the filling station to get you through your week, to help you when trouble comes, when the storms come. When the storms come this afternoon, you'll be prepped and ready because you'll either rely on your own or you'll rely on the Lord. Amen. When you go through storms, you got two choices. Rely on your own abilities or rely on the Lord's abilities. Hello. Amen. So in verse 23, oh, love the Lord, all you His saints.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's what He calls you. You're anointed. You're called. We've been talking recently about what are you carrying? Are you carrying the burdens of your past and the hurts of your past? Are you carrying the anointing, the one that knows the Word of God, that knows that's filled up this morning? Or are there things that the Lord needs to remove and refill you anew? And here we are today, a filling station, and He calls you His saints. For the Lord preserves the faithful.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. The faithful this morning, He preserves and fully repays the proud person. But verse 24, this is so good. Be of good courage.
Amen.
Some of you need that this morning. Remember what He said? He talked about, give us this day your daily bread. How many of us instantly went to material things? Come on. Help me preach this morning. Come on. Seriously. Give us this day our daily bread. Is the tendency of our flesh to go to material things?
Yep.
Right? Come on, you can talk to me this morning. I need this, Lord. I've got this. I got this. I got this, Lord. What about those, remember Pastor Ken talked about that daily bread for some may not be the same daily bread for another.
That's right.
So maybe you've come today needing something that the Lord wants to provide for you that is different than what you ladies may need. There may be daily bread I need today. Maybe I'm dealing with something that you're not dealing with. True? Maybe daily bread, see, this is something to pray about. Maybe daily bread is just simply protection from the storm that's coming later. Right? Any of you ever had a storm coming, a tornado coming at your house? And you're hunkered down praying and grabbing your little boy going, Lord, please let it go to the left or the right, but not straight at me. Sometimes that's your daily bread. Sometimes you might be in a position where like, I don't have a job. I need a job. What am I going to do now to provide for my family, Lord? I know you're my provider, but Lord, you give me the hands and the feet to work and to do something because I'm supposed to do that. Right? Maybe dads, maybe the weight is so much on you that you're the priest of your home. You're like, Lord, I need some courage.
Yeah. Amen.
Sometimes being the priest of your home means you carry weight so that your wives and your family don't have to carry it.
Right.
Oh, that's a good one for the men's group. Because us men, we forget that we are the priest of our home, which means we're to carry the anointing, not that the women can't, but we jointly carry the anointing in our home, but there's a weight that comes with us men that says, for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. There's a weight that comes making those big decisions. Say, listen, we need to be doing this. Take some good courage to... Right? Sometimes your daily bread is simply really daily bread. You get into a famine, you'll know what it means to pray my daily bread when you are looking for a piece of bread or some rice and beans. We're a part of a ministry that supports the rice and beans challenge.
Yeah. Amen.
Where you appreciate or you may weep as you learn what it's like to only have rice and beans. Can you do it? Could you do it for a week?
Yep.
I've done it for a week, many times over.
Yep.
You might need some Pepto. Because we're so blessed, we don't know what it's like to eat like that every day. We're so blessed, we're picky about, I don't want this cheeseburger, I want this brat. No, I don't want that. I want the brisket today. Oh, I don't want eggs and ham this morning. I want eggs and bacon. Well, you're not getting eggs and bacon. You're gonna get a roll. Give us this day our daily bread. You see, I hope Wednesday blessed you in the fact that it helps you maybe get your eyes focused on what's important and realize the heart of people. Because my daily bread is not the same as your daily bread. There's some today that their daily bread is they're trying to recover from addictions. That's their daily bread. Lord, I don't know how I'm going to make it. There's some that are, their daily bread is trying to get through losing a loved one. There's people I know this morning that they lost a family member tonight, last night, this morning. And they're in mourning, and now they don't know what to do. They're feeling that remorse, that mourning, right? There's some that's your daily bread. I remember my grandfather. I was a really young boy when around Luke's age when my grandmother passed away. And she was like the light of my life. I mean, I didn't know any difference, you know. I mean, that's grandmas, right? Maybe you got grandmas that just like, you know, grandma could never do any wrong, you know, as long as she didn't have that willow stick that making this young boy behave, right? And she passed away at a young age, and you know what's God knows, because what she passed away today is just a simple stent would have fixed it, but they didn't have it back then. Isn't that something? Back in the 80s, a simple stent. Now we say simple, but it's become technology. It's like, well, just put a stent in, you're good. And she had a massive heart attack, and she passed. And I was a young boy like Luke's age, and it just messed me up. My world was lost all hope. You know, anybody know what I'm talking about? And my grandfather, my grandmother supported my grandfather, grandpa. I called him grandpa. It wasn't grandfather, it was grandpa or papa, you know. And his life was basically turned upside down because grandma did everything for him. And where I felt hopeless because I lost my grandma, he He felt hopeless because he didn't know how to do the things that grandma did. I mean, we had to teach, I remember my parents, not me because I was young, teach him how to do laundry and stuff. And the things that we take for granted, and he's like, she took care of everything. Anybody have families like that years ago, maybe?
Yep.
Grandma just took care of grandpa. That's how it was. Grandpa worked. Grandma made the meals. She took care of things. We had big gardens. And there was hopelessness at that point. I'd never seen that man so low in my life. And I can't remember what I did 2 weeks ago, but I can remember that when I was 13 years old. Isn't that something? How those memories jog your, and how you see a person so deflated at the kitchen table. There's people today that maybe I'm ministering to that may be in this position. They're hurting. Life's a mess. And sometimes we get in those positions like the disciples felt when Jesus was in the tomb. How many of you know people that may have been those disciples? And I talked a little bit about on our weeknight messages of Passion Week. I hope some of you watched it. Because the disciples felt hopeless. It was all over. Didn't know where their hope was going to come from, right? And any one of us can be in those things, those times. And it's to be sympathetic and know that we don't know how someone comes into this church building. We don't know how someone is when we talk to them through the week. We are great at putting on a facade. Absolutely pros. To where no one knows what's in here. Nobody knows the addictions I'm trying to fight, my past, my hurts, my where's my next meal coming from, how do I pay my bills, this things in the family, problems, all these things that people are like, oh, I'm just coming to church, no one knows. But God knows. God knows. And if we're going to minister to people, we've got to understand how to love people in their situations when they may be praying for, God, give me this bread that you're talking about. Give me something to hang on to because I don't know if I can go another day. We know people that have fought through addictions or things of suicide and things like that. Helping them, they don't know where the next day is coming from. You might be the very person says, can I talk to you for a minute? Can I help you through this? You may not have this whole Bible memorized, but you can have an ear. Right. Amen? Right. You see, I'm talking about getting filled up. Because you've got to have something in you that you carry that says, I've got the bandages, I've got the oil, I've got the Word of God. I've got something that can help fill you up and strengthen you on this journey because we're living in perilous times if you haven't figured it out by now.
Yeah.
It ain't going to get much better unless you put your faith and hope in Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Come on. Look at this. And he, so it says, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You notice he's capitalized. So in other words, we've grown past the days of, and my job shall strengthen my heart.
Right.
And my dad, my mom, my aunt, my cousin, my grandma, my grandpa, because this, guess what? In my life, they've all taken their last breath and moved on, where grandma and grandpa said, here, now it's your turn. And that brought great hopelessness to me. When my dad passed, that brought great hopelessness to me. And those of you who have your parents still, praise God. Because there's a moment that happens when you don't understand it yet until you go through it. But let me tell you, it's not always fun and you got to get here. Right? This is what helps you. I sent some videos from Passion Week out to people that the Lord laid on my heart to strengthen and encourage them. Because there's a day coming when you're not going to have me. Like, don't be talking like that. is true. There's a day coming that you never know. You don't know the hour or the time, and you have to be ready. I joked about being ready in season, out of season. Guess what? You got to be ready because you don't know when He's coming back. You got to be ready. You got to be in love with the Lord. Love the Lord, all you saints. Be encouraged. Be strengthened. You've got to stay fueled up 24/7, 7 days a week. And when you're feeling low and you're feeling hopeless and they're feeling like problems, this is where your hope comes from.
Amen.
People make fun and joke, and we all do my post notes because I got two or three Bibles that's 10 times worse than this one. It's my roadmap. And they said, well, your Bible's kind of tore up and you got post notes and papers and stuff flying out of it. Because there's a day when my son's going to read this. Come on, somebody. There's a legacy for you to leave.
Right.
And they're going to go, where was Dad at? Oh, why do you have this highlighted? Right? Come on, somebody. You got to know we are going to go through perilous times. You got to know there's going to be times where loved ones pass on when the Lord says, well done, good and faithful servant. But you got to remember, be strengthened. Be strengthened in the Lord. I've told people, you don't know, this might be my last message. You have no idea. I hope there's thousands more. Right here. Be encouraged. They didn't get it until Jesus arose, did they? Amen? Because you're going to see your loved one again.
Right.
You're going to see me again. Right? And we're going to see Jesus again.
Hallelujah.
Come on. If that doesn't bless you, your blesser's broke. Because we're going to see Jesus.
Amen.
I wish to see Jesus. You remember Passion Week? I wish to see Jesus. How about you today?
Amen.
What if He came right now?
Yeah.
What if He said, all right, there they are. They're worshiping me. They're praising the Lord. Today's the day the Lord has made, so I'm just going to go. And He came right here amongst our midst and put it on Facebook Live. Huh? As much as we are technically advanced anymore, it makes you wonder, doesn't it? You may ever wonder if the rapture is going to be on national TV or on Facebook Live one day. Huh? And we're going to be like, you ready to go? Everybody hold hands.
Woo!
Right? Now, some don't think that way. They're like, no, I don't want no part of that. Well, guess what? Some are going to get to watch. And then they're going to be in a situation. And we're going to say, we tried to tell you. I tried to love on you. I tried to tell you, seek first the kingdom of God and all His righteousness. I tried to tell you that for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. I tried to tell you, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen your heart.
Amen.
Right? All you who hope in the Lord. You're like, are you kidding me? You just went 20 minutes on one scripture? Yeah, praise God. I told people in the ministry team this morning, I said, when I first started ministering, I'd pray and read, and I had no direction where the Lord would have me to go. And I'd be lucky if I had a couple verses and I wouldn't know what to say and I'd be all nervous and not know what to do. And now I come to church wanting to have 150 scriptures for you. And then you're like, are you ever going to stop? It's like, well, let's have revival. Let's get excited for the Lord. Let's call those things they're not as if they were. Let's seek the Lord for our daily bread and get filled again. Get baptized in the Holy Ghost. Let's have a prayer meeting. Let's have a revival meeting. Let's just go. Right? And there's something that has to get in you that you get filled, because you will go through stuff through the week of your every low and every high if you don't get in this word and get in your prayer closet. Amen? So we're looking at hope today. I pray you have some you're getting filled up already on some hope. And those would be watching would feel the excitement of the Lord, would feel the anointing of God where the word is being spoken to make this day a new day in your life. To get fired up in the Lord, to get excited about God, to know that things don't have to be a mess. You know, Pastor did such an awesome job on Easter Sunday when he was talking about Mary Magdalene. Amen?
Yeah, amen?
And so a little bit today. So there's three people that I'm going to highlight, and we won't have time to get through all of them. So you guys' crock pots are okay. We'll be able to get you through, and we'll cover through on Wednesday or the following time when I minister, depending on with Pastor, and when we minister. So you never know, right? Right? So go with me into your Bibles, into John chapter 20. Chapter 20. John chapter 20. And we're going to move to verse 18 because we've already had resurrection. We had Easter, you know, Resurrection Sunday. Pastor talked about Mary Magdalene. So these three people that I would highlight because it's, we're not going to spend a lot of time this morning, but it's a very powerful part of the Bible because we're talking about hope. We're talking about restoration. We're talking about fulfilling your anointing, filling your calling with anointing, fulfilling that what God has done, fulfilling the purpose because Mary Magdalene had some troubles, right? How many of us have had some troubles in life? Uh-huh. Come on. Thomas, we're going to read. Had some issues with some doubting, right?
Yep.
Does that fit any of us sometimes?
Yeah.
Peter, you remember him? Remember the rooster crowing?
Yeah.
Three times? How many of us would be honest enough and say, I've dealt with that too? So Mary Magdalene, Thomas, disciples, Peter, all fill a realm of our lives sometimes on how Jesus came, died, rose again, and there's restoration. Amen? So we come to church, we're not perfect. All of us know what it's like to live in lack. All of us have known what it's like to live hurt, having church hurt, problems, hopelessness, doubting our sins and our past that haunts us. Right? So Jesus is either, you know, with Mary Magdalene, wasn't that like a whole bunch of demons and different things and things going on? Some of us have had to have some things cast out of us and cast off of us. Right? So, just like on Wednesday, can we relate to the Scriptures? Can we make it our own and go, well, listen, if Jesus died and rose again and there's restoration for them and there's refilling for them, how about me today? How about you today? Right? Oh, that some would hear this today because there's some that are spiritually depleted right now and they're going through something and they're sitting at home right now. I hope they're watching. And by the time they hear this broadcast, that they're renewed and recharged to keep going on because I've been in their spot.
Right.
I've been in that spot where it seems hopeless, that I don't know which way I'm going to turn, which way I'm going to do. But through God, through Jesus Christ, through the God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, we can be strengthened and encouraged today. Amen? So praise God. So let's move into John chapter 20, verse 18, and we're going to read through some of these scriptures, and I'll try not to go on too many rabbit trails for you. Amen? And I'll try to keep it under 80 scriptures, because you're believing in faith that this would be powerful, but yet not 2 hours, right? Amen? Hallelujah. So look at this in verse 18. Pastor was here. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things to her. Now, I don't know about you, but that's That pretty much points to evangelism in my book. The one that Jesus healed and set free was now going and speaking to the disciples and telling them, how about you and I? There's a point in time where we've got to be fueled enough and ready to evangelize, to tell people what we've seen and what we've heard. Amen? What are you hearing from the Lord? Not going to put anybody on the spot. But what is in Corey lingo? Here, let me put it this way. Maybe this will help. What is the Lord speaking to you that when you read it or hear? I endorse audio Bibles very much because I drive 45 minutes to work every day. It's hard to read and drive at the same time, but you can still hear the Word of God and be encouraged. You can still hear the Word when you're getting ready for work, for school, for whatever we do, right? Going there, going out, maybe we're just tired and we've had a long day. Surely that probably doesn't happen to any of you. But you just get your earbuds on and you play that audio Bible and it's just reading to you. It's just speaking to you. And something gets your attention. Or something jumps off the pages at you. That's what I'm talking about. Because for me, I didn't connect the dots to go, well, what's the Lord speaking to you? I don't know. Oh, wait, no, this jumps off the pages at me that Mary Magdalene just didn't stop. She was busy for the Lord, right? That he had spoken these things to her. 19. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled, for fear of the Jews. Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, peace be with you. When Jesus himself gets in your mess, oh, you can close every door you want. You can close off every person around you. You can ignore Facebook. You can ignore messages. You can ignore the text. But when people are praying for you, Jesus has a way of getting into your shell. You know, like that Hershey's chocolate that goes and it dries and puts on the ice cream. It's real nice and puts that hard shell. You know, that kind of stuff I'm talking about. That's yummy goodness, by the way. We need to get some of that. But, you know, don't we do that? Don't we sometimes put on this shell that no one knows what I'm going through? No one knows. But Jesus knows. And he knows the bread that you have need of. It's going to be tough. That's why we come here. Get refilled. Amen?
Amen?
Don't think I'm anything special. I have to do to it too. I go through stuff too. Don't put me on a pedestal. I can get sick just like you, but I rebuke it in Jesus' name. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Sickness shall come near my home. You remember that?
Yeah.
You got to believe that. You can't speak those things. Well, I don't know if that'll work. Oh, no. Before I leave the driveway, I don't even pull out of my driveway without speaking that over my home and my wife and my son. Amen? So Jesus said to them again, peace to you as the Father sent me, I also send you. And when he said this, he breathed on them and he said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. The same breath that God breathed into man for the first birth is available to you and I on the second birth if we would receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and allow the Holy Spirit, be baptized in the Holy Ghost, be baptized with fire and with water, and receive anew that new birth and get filled. Amen?
Amen.
That's good right there. Receive. Oh, we can just receive what God has for us today. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. Wow. Verse 24. Now Thomas, called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. Here we go. Mary Magdalene, Thomas, Peter. You're going to find these all in your scriptures. Okay? The other disciples therefore said to him, "We have seen the Lord." So he said to them, "Unless I see his hands, the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hand into the side, I will not believe." Unless I see the miracle myself, unless I see God at work and what he's done, I'm not going to believe. I wonder if that happens today. I wonder if we as people still struggle with this right here. I know I do. God's working on me. He's got me on the potter's wheel. I'm going to speak those things that are not as if they were. I'm believing our families shall be saved. Amen. Right? I'm believing that Pastor is well. Amen. In faith, by his stripes, we were healed. Amen. Amen? So when you pray, you're not going through this ritual of "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your..." No, it's not. It's that communication, that relationship that you're believing for God to move in your life this day. My daily bread. Amen? Pastor's daily bread this morning is different than your daily bread this morning. Right? After you do a whole bunch of moving stuff, your daily bread is going to be a little different than somebody who just was at the beach. Right? Maybe your daily bread is taking some of this sunburn off because there's no more hair left up there. Right? Just walking in the yard, picking up sticks. I'm a nice shade tint of red. It's like, where'd it go? Right, brother? You know? He said, I will not believe. I won't believe unless I see something. We walk by faith and not by sight, don't we? Haven't we been taught that? I'm trying to help you get filled up. Build your faith this morning. Be encouraged this morning. Strengthen you this morning. Sometimes we don't see things right now. Come on. Come on. Sometimes what we've been waiting on wears on us. As we're waiting for every seat to be full, it wears on us. As we're waiting and praying in faith for healing, for our families to be set free, for addictions to be broken off, for... Right? And after 8 days, his disciples were again inside and Thomas with them. Jesus came, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, "Peace to you." Then he said to Thomas, "Reach your finger here and look at my hands, and reach your hand here and put it into my side." Jesus showed him, didn't he? You know what? Jesus will show you too. "Oh, help my unbelief, Lord." Right? Remember what the guy said? "I believe, but help my unbelief." Right? Do not be unbelieving, but believing. In faith, I'm believing for my family to be saved. In faith, I'm believing this church to be full. In faith, I'm believing my daily bread. Right? Don't be unbelieving, but believing, Jesus says. We could have that scripture today, and that would be enough for you to be filled up today to get a new start today. Don't be unbelieving, but believing. And Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Oh, the moment that we're filled up and Jesus reveals these things that we've been waiting on for so long. And he says, my Lord and my God. And Jesus said to him, Thomas, because you've seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen, yet have believed. So let me tell you, if you're waiting on something, you're blessed. You're believing when you've not yet seen. When you're standing strong on the Word of God, believing in God, praying, our Father in heaven. Let me tell you, you're blessed. Blessed are those that have not seen and yet have believed. There's a time coming where we're going to see. Where there's a time coming, we're going to stand before God. We're going to give an account of everything said, everything done, our actions, seen, unseen, done, undone. And we're going to see for ourselves, for those that are born again. You must be born again. There must be a receiving of the Lord. There must be a receiving of the Holy Spirit in you and being filled with that very breath of God. Amen? Amen? Look at verse 30. And truly, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that who? Put your name there. These are written. These are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have what? Life. In whose name? His name. Does that bless you today? These things are written for you and I. They're our love letter. They're our guidance. They're our basic instructions before leaving earth. They're written so that you and you and you and you and you and you and you might believe. You might be filled up. You might be encouraged. It may be your daily bread, that you may believe and you have hope again, that you have joy again, that you can lift your head up in those storms, that you can have strength in your waiting. Come on, somebody. How many of us have dreams that haven't been yet fulfilled yet and we're still waiting? Come on. Absolutely. I'll be the first one to tell you. There's things that I prayed about, things I'm believing for, things I've seen in dreams that I've not yet seen, but yet I'm blessed in believing. Come on. Right? These things are written for us. Put your name right there. They're written that Corey may believe. If you don't have that highlighted, these are written that you, every person on Facebook watching me right now, or on Podbeam, or on our broadcast, is written that they may believe that Jesus is the Christ. In other words, Jesus is the anointed one who carries the anointing. He carries what you have need of. Come on. Hallelujah. That we may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, that believing you may have life in His name. Oh, if that doesn't help you today, those that are on rock bottom, there's hope. Those that are weary and battle weary, there's hope. There's joy. Amen? These things are written for us. They're written for our good times and our bad times. They're written for us in our struggles and on our highlights. God is the same God of the mountain as the God in the valley. Come on. He's the same God out in the desert as He is by the lake. He's still your provider. He's still your waymaker. Even through perilous times, He's still the one that provides for you if you can receive. Amen. Right? So, believe it or not, for those that have faith, in believing that I want you to go with me to Romans chapter 15, verse 13. I have this highlighted in my Bible as a reminder. In the good times and the not so good times, in the struggles and in the joys, in the rejoicing and the tears, all of us have been there, right? Everybody at the sound of my voice has been on the high tops and the low tops. But these things were all written for you and I, right? Now. Somebody say now.
Now.
May the God of hope fill who? Put your name there. If you're on the, if maybe you're watching me and you're in the valley, you're in the desert, you're in a struggle. These things are written for you and I. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. The same power that rose Jesus from the dead is available to each one of you for whatever situation you're going through. Don't be unbelieving, but believing. This same resurrection power is available for you to speak the gospel of Jesus Christ. The same power is available for you to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. The same power is available for you to be like Mary Magdalene and go tell someone what Jesus has said to you, what he means to you, to tell your testimony. You overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. There's power in Jesus. Amen? May the God of hope fill you, not with partial joy, not with half a tank because gas prices are too high. God doesn't hold back from you. He's not worried about $4.05 a gallon gas. He's ready to pour everything he's got into you. All you've got to be is a vessel that can receive it. Are you a vessel that can receive today? Because maybe it's time for us to make room for Jesus. Maybe it's time for him to pluck and prune and get some of that stuff out so that he can fill you completely, that you may have all joy and all peace. That peace that I talked about that passes all understanding. The world doesn't get it. The world doesn't understand how you can have $4 gallon gas, $5.25 diesel, food prices out of control, food shortages, junk going on, poverty, everything under the sun, and yet a Christian can still have peace in this times.
Amen.
You know why? Because that's the power of the Holy Ghost, the Spirit that is filled and dwells with us. It says there's dunamis power available for you and I. But we've got to want it. You've got to be ready and be a vessel to receive. Are you ready? Amen? We know people that were waiting to hear, I believe in Jesus. I've died myself to put him on like that parachute. Not my will, his will. Right? We're waiting and believing. It's warmer now, so guess what? Tell your friends, tell your neighbors. It's baptism time.
Right.
I know it's cold in the wintertime. There's no ice. And the water's warm. And we even have a baptism where it's time to start telling people about Jesus. And say, listen, you must be born again. And now that you've confessed with your mouth, believed in your heart that Jesus died and rose again on the third day, let's get baptized and get baptized in water and with the Holy Ghost, and get filled with what God has for you. But you've got to get rid of self, get rid of junk, give it to God, cast all your cares onto Him, for He cares for you, and be washed anew in the water, out, and be baptism with the Holy Ghost, and be filled anew so that you can have this joy that I'm talking about. This joy is available if you can believe. Don't be unbelieving, but believe. Amen? Are you ready to be filled this abundance of joy in your heart in perilous times? It's possible today. It's possible to live in these perilous times But you've got to do one important step. You must be born again. Put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Like that parachute, like that life jacket. Be filled. Allow Jesus to fill you. This Holy Spirit, be this God of hope. And He's not limited. He's not limited. It's as much as you want. Amen?
Amen.
Today, there's as much available as you want. This joy that I speak of is available. This peace in believing is available. I pray that those of you listening to my voice, those watching on Facebook, would be not unbelieving, but believe in Jesus Christ. Amen? So God bless you. We'll see you next time here at the river. Get a hold of us if you need help. We'd love to pray with you. We'd love to minister to you, to support you, to encourage you, and share with you this great gospel where all joy and peace is available to each one of us. In Jesus' name, God bless you. Amen? Hallelujah. Amen? This joy that I speak of. There's a song like that. Amen?
Thank you for listening to today's message. If you have any questions or would like to reach out to us here at the River, you can email us at study@riverwc.org. Again, that's email to study@riverwc.org. God bless you.